This goes to Scott Kastning, KASTNINGPAC, fax 989-842-1110, regarding Randall, RANDALL, Stahl, STAHL, date of birth 9/5/1947. Dear Scott, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit from Mr. Stahl with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and coronary artery disease. His last visit was May 15th. His weight is stable, and since that time, he had a cardiac catheterization with one stent placed. And he's been feeling better, no more chest pain, and he's less fatigued than he was before the stent was placed. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the low-dose lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 167 pounds, pulse is 50, 5-0. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 26, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.71, sodium 138, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 23, calcium is 8.52, estimated GFR is 41. His hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension is currently at goal. Three, coronary artery disease with recent cardiac catheterization and one stent placed. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.